children in West Medford attended the Hervey School for elementary school. Listen to memories of the Hervey School, first from three sisters from the Furr family, Gloria Bowens, Esther Ellis, and Jean Swan. Afterwards, you'll hear stories from Wallace Counts and Marilyn Smith.
But we all went to the Hervey.
We all went to...
It
was the neighborhood school.
Brooks, after that.
The Brooks School
for sixth grade, Hobbs Junior High School, and then Senior High School,
yeah.
Right? And none of us went to kindergarten. They didn't have them then.
Mm-hmm.
First grade, you started.
I did, but not in Medford, in Detroit, Michigan.
How many kids were in the school? Or in like first and second grade, were there a lot? Or?
The first grade class was a full class, so maybe 20 children.
Okay.
The second grade was two rows of second grade, two rows of third grade.
Ah.
The third grade, fourth and fifth, was two rows of fourth, two rows of fifth. And sixth grade was at the Brooks School. I remember that real well. We had great teachers.
Remember
Mr. Sullivan at the high school? He would come and at night, after supper, he'd come with his books, and he'd sell encyclopedias and everything to all the students. he did.
That's true.
And I can remember thinking, this really bothered me. I was in high school in 1955, and he's busy telling us at school that this is a free country, everybody can vote, everybody can do all these things. And then I'd come home and look at my TV set and think, Mr. Sullivan's not telling us the truth. It was horrible. That was a horrible time to be in high school in the 50s. Because you knew that things weren't the way they should be.
Yeah.
And that you knew that weren't the way they were being taught in school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they made sure you could read, you know.
They were
wonderful teachers.
Did they live in the community?
Yes. Brooks lived right in, across from the Brooks School and down, I don't know the names of those streets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But at the beginning of like where the Lawrence estates are, she lived there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right on High Street, actually, her house was.
Yeah, I think Medford High School, most of Medford High School's teachers lived right here.
And Miss Lee lived in that apartment building next to the church, next to the Catholic Church. St. Mayfield. She lived in that building.
Because
I used to pay bills for Mom, I'd have to go to West Medford Square, and I'd see her walking home to her apartment building.
But there were very few black teachers.
No, these were all white teachers.
There weren't any.
And I felt badly for her. She didn't live in a home. She lived in an apartment building.
Hmm.
And how could that be? You know, I remember thinking that. But we were really brought up cloistered.
Yeah.
We really were.
Mm-hmm.
Where your teachers know your sisters and brothers and know your parents.
Yeah.
You were just really protected or something.
It keeps everyone safe, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And the memories you have, you know, that you had a nice, safe childhood.
Yeah.
And you know that's not for everybody today.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So that makes you more compassionate, I think.
This is a community that went through some difficult times in terms of segregation, where some people said enough is enough. We're tired of going to a segregated school. Maybe the Herbert School
I went to.
It was back in the 70s, I believe, that the community took over the school.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the superintendent's office said enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then they brought in desegregation and made the Hervey School, what do they call it, a special school.
Magnet school.
So people from all over the city in Winchester would bring their kids here because it was so professional in terms of giving younger kids a good grounding in education. Yeah.
But the problem with that is because there are so many kids from other areas coming, the kids in the neighborhood had to be put on a waiting list to go to their own neighborhood school.
What happened to the Hervey School, as well as other schools, what happened was, about 5 years ago, we got rid of the neighborhood schools. It was very, very controversial. And so a lot of the neighborhood schools have been sold. Like the Hervey School is now going through a condo development.
But, you know, I loved the Hervey because I went to the Hervey, my son went to the Hervey, and they still had the small desk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was the school that I remember.
Yeah.
In fact, they're going to have to redo everything because it was for little people.
Yeah.
It was an elementary school, and everything remained small.